raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embrace-EA that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis. Because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
This June, embrace the flavors of the season at Allegretto Wines in Paso Robles. Enjoy the Hot Weather Seasonal Wine Flight, a refreshing collection of white and rosé wines perfectly suited for warm afternoons and sun-filled days, featuring five beautifully crafted releases that capture the brightness and elegance of the season. Set against the stunning backdrop of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect place to sip, savor, and unwind. Reserve your tasting experience today. Visit AllegrettoWines.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Former Executive Director of Gallup Pride and Diversity Center sentenced for embezzlement. County Clerk Recorder certifies results for June 2026 primary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. 80s, it's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmetal Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County District Attorney's Office announced that the former Gallup Pride and Diversity Center Executive Director, Dustin Collierworth, has been sentenced for two felony counts of grand theft by embezzlement. Collierworth began serving as the executive director in July 2022 and, according to the DA's office, took advantage of his position to embezzle tens of thousands of dollars from the nonprofit. Collierworth has agreed to pay $59,309 in restitution for his crimes. In exchange for his pleas and admissions, the DA's office also agreed to recommend that he be placed on 2 years formal felony probation and serve 90 days in county jail. He'll begin serving his jail sentence September 30th. If he violates probation, he faces a maximum sentence of 3 years, 8 months in prison. Paso Robles will be inviting the community to join them for the next session of Coffee with the City this morning from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. Each session of Coffee with the City highlights a particular topic with a presentation by city staff and an opportunity for question and answer discussions. No registration is required. This month's session will focus on roads, transportation, and infrastructure planning. Public Works will discuss upcoming projects, how street paving and maintenance is prioritized, and how transportation projects are planned and funded. Slo County Clerk Recorder certifies June 2026 primary election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SloCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano has certified the results of the June 2nd, 2026 primary for the county. 55% of voters turned out for this primary, above the 49% from 4 years ago. The turnout rate for the city of Paso Robles was 50%, 52% for Atascadero, and 54% for Templeton. The bulk of the tabulation was done before the June 15th deadline, with over 90,000 ballots. Over the last 10 days, elections staff conducted the required 1% manual tally, a hand count that serves to confirm the accuracy of the machine tabulators. With the results certified, James D'Antona will succeed Bruce Gibson for District 2 supervisor. Jimmy Paulding will remain the District 4 supervisor. In the congressional races, Democrat Jimmy Panetta will face Peter Verbica in November. Panetta received 43% of the votes in Slo County and Verbica 32%. Incumbent Salud Carbajal will face Bob Smith in November for District 24. The Paso Robles Police Department has released further information of their investigation into a bank robbery on Spring Street. The PRPD says on Wednesday, June 24th, at about 2:49 p.m., they responded to a bank robbery report for the Wells Fargo Bank. The preliminary investigation determined an unknown adult male entered the bank, verbally declaring he was armed with a firearm while demanding money from a bank employee. After obtaining an undisclosed amount of money, the suspect fled on foot, traveling northbound on Spring Street. With bank surveillance video, police have identified the suspect as Ernesto Noriega Cisneros, who is wanted for questioning. Anyone with information of his whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Paso Robles Police Department. Tickets are now on sale for the 805 Country Rodeo Finals and the Tractor Pull at the Mid-State Fair. The 805 Beer Country Rodeo Finals will take place Saturday, July 15th. The Tractor Pull will be Sunday, July 26th. Both events start at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at midstatefair.com. City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will continue tomorrow at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature the Rockin' Bees Band, playing rock and country music. Concerts are all free to attend. Before the concert, don't forget to check out Food Truck Weekends at the Atascadero Lake Park. This weekend features Mary's Cuisine. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Giants 9-6, the Red Sox over the Yankees 6-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Braves, the Dodgers will go against the Padres, the Athletics will face the Angels, the Yankees will go against the Red Sox. In California news, two men released from state prison last year have filed a lawsuit against Alameda County, claiming prosecutors sought to rig juries to bolster the DA's tough-on-crime image. Ernest Dykes and Curtis Lee Irvin are being represented by Brian Pomerantz, who said the prosecutors violated the right to a fair trial for both men. Irvin was sentenced to death in 1991 after a jury found him guilty of the murder for hire of Carlene McDonald. Dykes was convicted for shooting and killing a 9-year-old Oakland boy while attempting to rob his grandmother. The deadline has passed for backers of the proposed billionaire's tax to withdraw. As a result, the measure will appear on the November ballot. Negotiations had ensued between the unions behind the effort and the state's governor. The ballot has been pushed by the Service Employees International Union United Health Workers West, arguing it could fund the state's health care, education, and food assistance programs. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like beekeepers have a new resource to help protect honeybee colonies from one of their biggest threats. That's because the Honeybee Health Coalition has just released the 9th edition of its Tools for Varroa Management Guide. Now, the updated publication provides the very latest information on monitoring and controlling devastating varroa mites parasites that spread disease and, in fact, are truly one of the leading causes of honeybee colony losses. Dewey Karen, principal author, says the Varroa Management Guide, updated 9th edition, will be beekeepers' most valuable tool to include in the Varroa Management Toolbox. He says it's dedicated to helping to improve overwintering success by providing lots of useful information to flatten the Varroa growth curve and reduce bee colony viral epidemics. The guide, they say, was developed by a team of beekeepers, researchers, extension specialists, and regulators, and it truly does reflect the latest science on Varroa biology and treatment options. The coalition hopes the guide will help improve honeybee health, honey production, and pollination services. Cattle producers, it's time for Cattle Country Video's annual High Plains Showcase video sale. It's coming up on Tuesday, June 30th from the Marion Rochelle Gateway Center in Laramie, Wyoming. Sale time is 10 a.m. Mountain Time. This year offering over 13,000 head of yearlings, feeders, and calves. Please visit cattlecountryvideo.com for lot preview bidding and broadcast info. For more information, feel free to call the office too at 307-532-3333.
When you see a cloud of flies over your herd, you're not just seeing flies, you're seeing lost weight gain and lost profit. Horn flies can drain cattle performance. SmartLick fly control supplements use Clarify larvicide or Altacid IGR to break the fly cycle where it starts. No spraying, no gathering cattle, just put out the tub and protect your cattle. Treat the problem, protect your profits. Go to smartlick.com. That's smartlic.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Farmers in the Central Valley are ramping up irrigation for the season as temperatures rise going into summer and many crops enter a key stage of development ahead of harvest. For almonds, we're getting through our irrigation portion of the season. San Joaquin County walnut, almond, and olive farmer Josh Barton told Ag Alert this month in a field report. Quote, with walnuts, we're ramping up our irrigation right now. We've kind of prolonged our first irrigation of the season till middle and end of May. It's been our standard for about the last 10 years. We've been doing some lighter shots of water, waiting for some of our district water deliveries to get made as allocations have been set. We're doing all our irrigation maintenance and pressure bombing, making sure that our trees are ready to take the water and that we're utilizing it properly, he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows in the mid 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 80s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy on Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, mid 80s on Monday, mid 70s Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, mid 70s on Thursday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
NASDAQ futures are losing ground, suggesting more tech selling today following a report saying artificial intelligence maker OpenAI might hold off on its stock launch until next year. OpenAI is the maker of ChatGPT. The New York Times says the company's advisors are pushing CEO Sam Altman to move slowly. SpaceX stock turned volatile after it went public. Danish jeweler Pandora is showing signs of recovering after a challenging 18 months. Bank of America analysts say sales are picking up. Economists at bond investing firm PIMCO are predicting the Federal Reserve will hold interest rates steady for the rest of the year. Oil prices have cooled recently, and they say recent developments should relieve some concerns about inflation. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Michael's Optical. Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the
summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. All righty. Ready, set, go. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL. Remember, our freedoms are easier to lose, then reclaim.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on.
This afternoon, it is Open Mic Friday, and Darsha is flying solo because somebody is flying back from dropping his son off at the Naval Academy there in very quaint Annapolis, Maryland. So, there you have that this afternoon, although I did get word that the Paso Robles School Board, on the, I guess, the consent, or one of the agendas anyway, that they did approve their compensation increase. The compensation increase. I don't know what the if it was the full amount. Some were expecting 300% increase in their compensation, but we will probably end up fighting about that. However, just so you know, there is a school district that did a 300% increase in the compensation for school board members, and it's kind of making a story around the state. It is a 300% pay raises. This, again, for the school board. And now, part of this is Governor Newsom approved the move last year, and it has to do with a bill that was put in, giving the school boards the opportunity to do so. And this is the Modesto School Board. They will earn $1,500 a month compared to the current stipend of $765, and that's starting for next school year. However, the board also agreed the increase would rise to $3,000, but not until the 27-28 school year. And again, that was the approval of Newsom's Assembly Bill 1390, which allows for the increases. And not unlike many things, whether it's school boards or councils or board of supervisors, public was outraged. The community was outraged. Teachers and school employees expressed outrage at the decision during their public meeting to discuss the increase. It didn't matter. It didn't matter, but it'd be interesting to see, and same with the Paso Robles School District, when are their terms up? And of course, we have one nitwit who's on the school board. She had to continuously open up her mouth, and she's a board vice president. She was complaining that the pay was paltry, giving the fact that we must be available by phone day or night. At this point, I say we're on 24/7 because we get phone calls at any point. We make 30 cents an hour right now, she went on to continue as she was crying and so forth. But she is complaining about it, and she's also complaining that we're here at 9:30 at night. I have a question, like I throw the question out to many people that get into situations or professions, whatever. did you have any realization what you were getting into when you decided to run for the benefit of the community? Because in this case, you care about children, you care about the future, et cetera, with all the same garbage that we hear when people run for office. And then you're complaining about being there at 9:30 at night and that you have to be available. Did you know any of this when you decided to run? Well, once you're in there, then you start to cry and shoot your fat mouth off. So anyway, continues to go on throughout the state. And again, the ones here in Paso Robles, which I came across this. And again, I want you to keep in mind, this is from 2022. So again, we're talking 4 years ago. And according to this, the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District reported 34 employees making more than $100,000 per year. Okay? That was, again, 4 years ago. We had similar numbers from the city of Paso Robles more than 4 years ago, about 29 making over $100,000 a year. So, just to be aware of that. Also, a couple of things. That the let's go to the phone lines. That's the most important thing. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. This is Linda George. You're speaking about schools, and it's kind of a perfect segue. I really dug into that grant, and I wanted to give the community an update, if you don't mind.
Please explain what the grant is about.
I shall. So, real quick, rewind. Last council meeting, Haslow, Echo, and the homeless director requested a grant approval to apply for the grant for $14 million. Haslow comes in casually and says they want 70%, which would equate $9 million. Echo wants to build an industrial kitchen, probably another million for them, and then the city gets the peanuts. So, I inquired about this grant. And I did a PRA, a public records request, and they told me I could not get a copy of the grant until it was submitted. So I pulled the grant. It's called the Encampment Resolution Fund. It is the fifth round of homeless monies that is given through the state. So we're requesting $14 million. That is 47 pages long. I'm halfway through it. So the thing that got my little fraud radar going was when they said 70% of that money, they is the Haslow. So I started looking into it and what they want, and it is not consistent with what the grant eligibility requirements are. For instance, the grant requires that harm reduction be used in any kind of housing when you get this grant money. Requires no discrimination. People who are sober, that are on drugs, they cannot discriminate. They're actually the first to go in, according to the 2016 Family First or Housing First, law. Anyway, I was very curious about it, and I said, so they want to build an 8-family apartment across the street from the junior high school. I keep saying high school. So I looked a little bit more into that. And then when I realized that this can't be family, this is right next to Rite Aid, that L-shaped, they call it the Moose Apartment. So after reading half of the grant eligibility requirements, I went to the Haslow board meeting yesterday. And I asked them, why would you put homeless drug addicts across the street from our only junior high school? And the executive director, Michelle Padigo, I think that's how you pronounce her name. I thought our city council was bad, patting you on the head and saying thank you for your comments. Haslow's board was worse. So she presented it as she told the entire city that it's to the public that there's going to be a homeless shelter across from our junior high school. So when I asked her that question, they said, well, we did consider that, but we're only going to allow families to live there, not people on drugs. Okay, well, that's what she said in the board meeting. So that little L-shaped building is halfway done. And I said to her, $9 million is not going to complete what you want here because they want to buy it and finish it. And so I said to them, $9 million isn't enough. And she admitted that it wouldn't be completed with the 70% that she wants. But my main question to the community yesterday and to other people in the community is, do we really want any sort of homeless shelter that requires by the grant to house drug addicts? That's where we're at.
Where does she think that the extra money, because that property has been under construction for quite a few years in phases, that, you know, it would just sit there doing nothing. Do you know who owns it now?
I think I met somebody last night that said that he knows who owns it. I thought that the person was in the room at the board meeting, but they didn't identify themselves, so I can't be sure. But it seemed like whatever developer that Haslow works with was there, and they were excited they were going to put walls and divide it into 16 rooms into eight, and, you know, on and on they went about how excited they were to finish that project. But, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, because that was the question the council asked. If this wasn't enough money, then what? And they did their Scooby-Doo's, or I don't know, Reggie. You know, it's like, well, then why are you taking money now from a city? This is a city grant. And $14 million could be so life-changing. And I think it was Mr. Roush at the Main Street Mixer last night. He said, if you really break this down, they want to house eight families for $9 million, and that equivalents to $1 million per family. And that was kind of profound for me. So I don't know what their angle is, because I think this is a backroom deal. You know, I sit at the city council meetings all the time. I listen to what the staff say, but this was just so fishy to begin with. So I don't know where Haslow thinks that this community is going to accept any form of homeless shelter directly across from any school, a middle school. You're guaranteed to have needles, baggies, drug dealers, all of it.
Well, so, let me ask you, does the city or the citizens have any say or choice?
Well, that is my complaint. She said in her board meeting to her board that she gave us all chance to say something. That grant requires them to get feedback from the homeless community also. Again, I said to her, this has got to be a backroom deal, because I'm working on Spring Street with the city trying to make it positive, and you want to slap something negative right in the middle. So I can say this is as far as I gotten, and I told her that if they put that grant in, I'm going to write an opposition letter. But I just wanted to alert the families and the parents, because I didn't know until yesterday that is the only junior high school in the city. Well, so you're going to have... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, similar to what I, you know, mentioned about this, you know, the people on the raise for the school board members, I'd be willing to bet if 100 people showed up while this lady was at the meeting talking and they all said no, she wouldn't hear that.
Well, they didn't hear me. They didn't hear me. I mean, they were very dismissive, Haslow board, very dismissive. Oh, thank you for all your hard work. Well, you've never met me before. What do you know what I do? So I kind of just wanted to forfeit my entire day to make sure the community knows that is the intent of that grant, more than anything, is to build Echo a commercial kitchen for their kitchen volunteers and for an apartment complex to be right across from the middle school.
You know, one of the questions I did this years ago, because I had a supervisor get involved with it and took me around the county, because it had to do, I forget the name of the organization that was putting people into homes and stuff, and it just so happens that one of the principals lived in Peterson Ranch in Templeton. And I asked, I said, well, why aren't you building any of these things next to your house? Oh, well, you start getting the double talk. Because,
well,
it gets down to it. They don't want to live next to it. They want you to live next to it.
And that was one of my points, is that District 1 already has the Black Oak Corner, I said to the board, and go find another district. Go find, kind of like spread the wealth. And I'm sure that if in District 3 or 4, Haslow tried to put a homeless, whether it's, drug addicted or not, they can't make those rules according to the law. So I think that I would hope that Fred Strong or somebody else would fight against that.
Good luck.
I mean, I don't know where Chris Bill is in this scenario. She voted yes. I mean, and that was the interesting thing about it is Haslow and Echo gave the most minimal, and or his homeless service director gave the most minimal information. This grant requires plans, numbers, how much it's going to cost, and dates of when it's going to be done, just like any other project in the city.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to be eligible for it anyway, but I think that Haslow needs to know that before they ever try this backdoor thing of putting any kind of homeless next to a school, we're talking across the street.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
That they think twice about it.
Yep.
Okay?
All right, Linda. Hey, thanks. Thanks for the work, and keep us posted.
No worries. Take care.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to follow up on your last speaker talking about the grant, because I was last month speaking to someone that does do low-income housing, and when these grants require that you serve the entire population, you put a homeless person who may still be on alcohol and drugs into a complex. It's been happening for a few years, and those nonprofits around the state that have tried it have found it to be very problematic, and they have gone so far as to now need security guards. And that has thrown their budget out of whack so that they can't really perform the way they could when they could mandate a sober environment for the low income that they're housing.
Why would it take a rocket scientist to figure out that they were going to have that problem to begin with?
You know, I'm not sure where the government does all their thinking and logic. I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, speaking of budget, where does the budget come from?
Well, as far as operating the facility, the budget is performed by and put together by the low income who is operating the facility. And they're doing it in accordance with what the grant requirements are. This was something new that the federal government was trying out, and not all their experiments work.
Well, you're very kind saying not all.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to overstep. They might have had one or two that worked.
Okay, there you go. Now you're on the right track, ma'am.
All right. Well, you have a good morning.
Okay, thank you. Grant money runs out, and when grant money runs out, after the initial, who pays for it? The kind people of the community, or just the state in general, I'll just say taxpayer money, which leads to could be a conversation today. Does the United States Constitution mention anything about medical care, food handouts, and welfare? Anybody? Bueller? Anyone? Okay, just something to think about as we exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero. Voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County District Attorney's Office announced that former Gallup Pride and Diversity Center Executive Director Dustin Collierworth has been sentenced for two felony counts of grand theft by embezzlement. Collierworth has agreed to pay $59,000 in restitution and will serve 2 years felony probation after 90 days in county jail. Paso Robles Police Department has released further information of their investigation into a bank robbery on Spring Street. The PRPD says an adult male entered the Wells Fargo Bank on Spring Street, declared he was armed, and demanded money from an employee. He left with an undisclosed amount of cash, fleeing on foot northbound on Spring Street. He has been identified as Ernesto Noriega Cisneros. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump says the Strait of Hormuz is now open after there was a pause for a time Thursday when a Singapore-flagged ship came under Iranian drone fire.
Iran has warned ships out there that transiting the strait without their authorization will be dealt with.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Vice President J.D. Vance Thursday defending President Trump's long-term objectives in Iran.
He says, we came what we set out to do. We created incredible diplomatic, economic, and military leverage. Let's use that leverage to go and accomplish an even bigger win for the American people.
And Russia is reporting one of the biggest Ukrainian attacks on its soil and annexed Crimea since Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine more than 4 years ago. Russian air defense is intercepting 660 drones in a major nighttime attack. America is listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
All righty, I have a note here, underlined, alert time change. The Rotary Club of Templeton's July 4th parade will begin at 9:30 this year. So, making your plans for the 8 days away, the big deal, just remember that the parade in Templeton will start at 9:30 this year. All right, let's see here. We have 10 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports. Is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles,
Here's Martin Weiss.
In World Cup Group D action, Team USA started 9 new players against Turkey A. Austin Trusty and Sebastian Berhalter both get goals, but Turkey A scored in the 98th minute to take a 3-2 win. The other side of Group D, Australia and Paraguay, ended in a scoreless draw, meaning Australia moves on to the round of 32. In Group E, Ivory Coast beat Curaçao 2-0. Nicolas Pepe with 2 goals. Ecuador advancing to the round of 32 after a 2-1 win over Germany. The Netherlands won Group F after a 3-1 win over Tunisia. They'll play Morocco in the knockout round. Japan, second in Group F after a 1-1 draw with Sweden. Japan sees Brazil. Sweden also advances to the knockout round. Not sure who they'll play yet. It's now locked in. The United States will play Bosnia in the knockout round. The Phillies hit a go-ahead home run in the 9th inning for the 3rd straight game as they beat the Nationals 10-5.
All right, thank you, Sparky. We did have a baseball game here on the West Coast. It was the Giants taking on the A's, and the A's pounded out 9 runs, the Giants 6. So in baseball, that means the final was 9-6, the A's over the Giants. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In Paso Robles, okay, we have 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Well, the usual, some clouds this morning will give away to generally sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, overnight lows right around 50. And then, guess what? We're going to be in the low 80s again on Saturday. And you might want to guess on Sunday, the same thing. Monday, mid-80s, mid-70s. Tuesday, low-70s Wednesday. I like that. And mid-70s Thursday and low-80s a week from today, heading into the 4th. So the 4th, just, you know, we're more than a week, but going to be in the mid-80s. That's pretty darn good. That's pretty darn good. All right, today's UV index will be 11, up and down, 5:50 a.m., 8:23 p.m., and we are at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. That's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving gently along here on your Friday edition at 8 away.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters at Tascadero. Remember, they are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. The little sounds from a kitty cat being sleazy looking for food. Yes, indeed. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, home sweet home. Not under the covers this time of the year, on top or wherever they decide, because you have no choice in where they will rest or what they'll do, really. Okay, as I look to my left, there is nothing, once again, to report on the world-famous pet alert. Hey, Chris, by the way, the cat in your house...
Yeah, what about it?
Are there restrictions where you allow it to go?
Sort of. I usually don't let it in the garage. The basement.
Does it try to get out?
I mean, she's an outdoor cat, so I let her go outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the kitchen counter on top of this or on top of that, are there any restrictions?
I generally don't like her on the table, no.
Does it work?
Sometimes. She sometimes, like, goes in and out of phases. Like, sometimes she'll want to be on the table really bad. Other times I can go months on end without ever seeing her up there.
Will she do it just so you'll find her there, knowing that she shouldn't be there?
She does it when she's trying to get my attention.
There you go. That's what they do. I mean, they do that, and then they just look at you like, what are you going to do about it?
Put her down. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take her and put her down on the ground. Got to watch my words there.
Some people have tried squirt bottles. Just spray them. They don't like that. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the 1-9er Diner out there at the airport. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. and they are on file. Imagine that. All right, folks, it's Friday, so what I do is I play a little bit of a tease from a song. If you thinks you knows the artiste or the name of the song, give it a shot. I'll decide whether you get close and hear the important things. This should be elementary. You should have learned this in elementary. You do not answer a question with a question. And make sure your inflection does not sound like you're asking a question. Again, Sister Amadeus taught us that in second grade there at Holy Rose. All right? So, and I can't be Sister Amadeus because I can't reach you with a ruler and whack you if you get it wrong. Okay. Good luck. And, yeah, let me just say, this was a big one. A big one. Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. 238-577-5238-KPRL. Let's see here. I'll give you a hint. It was not originally written for this group. So there's one hint. And the leader of this group, his dad was very famous. 238-577-5238-KPRL. Okay. Matter of fact, this song was recorded 2 years before it was released by somebody else who had a big summer hit, a song that is, for a certain generation, synonymous with summer. Here we go. Hi, good morning.
Gary and the Peacemakers.
Oh, you're so close, sir. You're so close with part of that. Again, I'll give you a hint here with the lead singer, the name of the group, something and then something. His dad was extremely famous. Here's my hint. Hi, good morning.
Give Your Love for Me.
What is it?
Give Your Love for Me.
No, and you can see that he's asked. It almost sounds like a question. Yeah, his dad was extremely famous. His dad was extremely famous, and this song was released, here we go. Hi, good morning.
Roger Miller.
No. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
That would be Gary Lewis.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys. You're right. May I have your name, sir?
Bo Bullard.
All right, Bo, I got you down. Got to get the song in. Released in June of 1965. One of their biggest hits ever.
Walk along the lake with someone new. Have yourself a summer fling or two. But remember, I'm in love with you. And save your heart for me. When the summer moon is on the rise, and you're dancing under starlit skies, please don't let the stars get in your eyes. Just save your heart for me. When you're all alone, far away from home, someone's gonna flirt with you. I won't think it's wrong if you play along. Just don't fall for someone new. Summertime is long ago. You'll be in my arms again, I know. So save your heart for me, darling. Save your heart for me. Please remember, I'm in love. Save your heart for me, darling. Save your heart for me.
Release released in June of 1965. In August that year, it couldn't get to number one. It got to number two because "I Got You, Babe" by Sonny and Cher kept it out. Now, Brian Hyland originally recorded that song in 63. But it did go to number one on the Easy Listening chart for 3 weeks in August. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. So there you have it. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. They've got porcelain for you, granite, quartz, marble, and you simply can't beat their prices. And they also have lots more for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.